Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, Steven?
Hi, how's it going, Ben?
Everything's going great. Appreciate you asking. Just following up in regards to the text message that you sent when you were looking to reactivate the account. So just to, you know, address your concerns, right? Because you did mention, you did talk about a commitment, right? So let's go ahead and check this out. All right. So we had the Google Guaranteed active. Now, is that what you're referring to in regards to the top five?
No.
You're referring to the map?
No, I don't have the money to get the Google Guaranteed Ads account going again. I have to come up with like $950 to give you for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, and that's totally fine. Right. That can stay paused. Right. That's no problem. Main reason I bring it up is the fact that you know, we work.
I just want to make sure that the main Google Maps business listing or whatever is, you know, getting some attention. And when I first signed up with you guys, initially I was told, you know, that it would be maybe 45 to 60 days or whatever, and you know, you'd have my listing coming up like in the top like 3 to 5 or whatever, right? So, and it hasn't ever reached that, and it's been way more than like 60 or 90 days that, you know, we were like doing the optimization or whatever you want to call it on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, and so, I understand that. Good point. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, so I just wanted to, you know, talk about that because, you know, you're right. The end of the day, the optimization, that's what it does, right? Helps you get to the top three. You know, when you, instead of necessarily investing in ads, the reputation is what's going to carry, right? Now, for example, if I search tree trimming in your zip code, right, for example,
yeah.
Uh-huh. You're coming up as number 5 on the area. Now, we're competing against the Flower City Tree. We're competing against Monster Tree Service of Rochester, which, as you, I'm pretty sure you know, they have a very strong reputation built.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at this point, we are definitely competing very well. You're among them. You're, like we said.
Yeah, but that's only in one zip code, you know.
One
so,
zip code. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So, but when I do a Google search or whatever, you know, for like the Monroe County area, like I don't even come up on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
You have to press, you know, show more search results. And then I'm coming up at like on the bottom of the second page.
Okay. And each keyword, each service area, they're all different, right? So I, you know, good thing is I have, for example, records of an email I sent you October of last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, for example, tree trimming in your zip code, back then
mm-hmm.
you were 12. Right now you're 5, right? If I look at tree services in Richmond, right, for example, back then you were 12. Right now you are, let me tell you what you are exactly.
Where are you?
You're actually 12 right now. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Tree services where? Richmond.
Richmond, New York?
Where? I don't work in Richmond. I'm nowhere
okay.
near Richmond.
Richmond is near your service area, isn't it? I'm sorry, it's near Rochester.
No, not really. I don't know where Richmond is. There's a Richmond, New York?
I see it's 11 miles away. I mean, it's within the mile radius.
Okay, well, I never heard of Richmond. Like, what zip code is that?
Oh, it's a part of Greece. That's why.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an area in Greece, right, in Greece, New York.
Okay, all right. So that's probably like 14626.
Mm-hmm, probably. Let me check, for example, if we check Greece, New York, let's see where you're coming up. 3, 4, 5, 6. 11. 11 when somebody searches tree services
yeah.
in Greece.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Removal. You're around 11 as well. So, I mean,
right.
Like we said, with the optimization, we stopped working on it a while ago. right? But like we said, we still see, you know, you've been maintaining yourself. I noticed you haven't had any positive reviews in a while now.
I know, but you know what? To be honest with you, I have more reviews right now on my business listing than I've ever had before the whole time I've been in business. 35 reviews is more than I've ever had, total number of reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a good number, right? It's definitely enough to convince someone to give you a shot, right? We gotta play the numbers, right? At the end of the day, your business is coming up among the.
So let me ask you, okay? Because listen, all this explaining and stuff and whatever doesn't get me more calls. All right, so you can explain until you're blue in the face, but you know, bottom line is that if I'm spending this money every month, instead of putting that money into other things that might be able to generate me business in maybe a more direct way, right? I'm trying to put a lot of faith and stuff like that in, you know, my internet marketing people, which is you and your team. And, you know, so $115 a month, you know, I mean, and basically, you know, okay, fine. Okay, maybe you guys need me to send you more pictures and stuff or something like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, you wanted me to email them to you because apparently they're not coming through good or whatever when the text. So that's fine. I can email them to you. But one way or another, we got to try to get me coming up regardless of what the search keywords are, okay? It needs to be optimized for any possible bunch of combinations of keywords. For the top, like, 6 or 7 most common search phrases that people use when they're trying to, like, look for somebody to cut their trees, okay, or do stump grinding or whatever. I don't really get hardly any calls anymore for just somebody just looking for somebody to grind a stump. Or I used to get calls all the time for people that, you know, hey, I've got 10 stumps in my yard that I want ground out. You know, can you come and give me a package deal? Sure, I'd go look at them. Almost always I secured a job. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. You know, and I don't get enough calls for isolated stump grinding work anymore. It's almost at a point where I feel like I don't even want to keep the stump grinder. I almost want to sell it so they can put the money into some other area of my business.
Gotcha.
You know, yeah. But you know what? I'll tell you where you go. Money is super, super tight. I'm just coming out of wintertime. I need business to pick up, okay? I know I got to put some money into advertising. So we haven't been doing anything with the business listing now as far as optimization or whatever, right, for a couple months.
Right.
So maybe it lost a little bit of page positioning for some of the search results, for some of the keyword phrases, right? So anyways, I'd like to start that back up, okay, soon. And I'm just wondering if we can start that back up, you know, tomorrow or something, you know what I mean? Like, when would I get billed?
Yeah, I mean, you tell me. I mean, if you want to get billed tomorrow, we can go ahead and set it up. So that way we can just start the optimization process.
You'd have to take tomorrow. Okay, so you know what? I think I'm going to hold off, all right, for just a little while because, you know, I got a couple jobs lined up, you know, little ones, nothing big. I'm hoping that I'm going to get some big work coming in, you know, soon, but that's one of the reasons why I want to start things back up. I got a lot of stuff going on right now, okay? So I'm behind on a lot of bills, you know, and whatever, and including my truck payment, and the last thing I want is my truck to get repoed. So, you know, I got to make the truck payment. I need to make my truck payment and pay my rent before I sign up with you guys again. But I just wanted to touch base and let you know that I want to start it back up soon.
Okay.
And hopefully we can start up the Google Guaranteed Ad again soon too. But, you know, I got to be in really perfect shape. I got to be all caught up on all my bills first or whatever before I do that.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
So I might not be able to start that back up until, like, you know, maybe beginning of June.
Okay. Okay, I see. I mean, yeah, we have the account on hold until April 28th, so we can go ahead and follow up, you know, beforehand. Since it's Google guaranteed only, we can extend the seasonal hold if you need to.
Say that again?
We have the account on hold until April, but we can extend the seasonal hold if you need to.
You can extend it for, like, another month or two if you needed to?
Yes, I can. I will be reaching out to you a week before April 28th, if it's okay with you. so we can touch base and we'll
see. Okay, very good. Cool. Thank you very much.
All right. Well,
Ben, I appreciate your time. Thanks for calling. We'll touch base again soon.
Yes, sir. We'll keep in touch. Have a great day. Take care.
Okay. You too. Thanks. Bye.